Yeah, look, that's a great question, right? And it's a struggle. It's a struggle. You know, being in touch with our motivations is not an easy thing. So we work with what we can access to the best of our ability and trust in the process that the ability to discern the origin of things will increase, or our sensitivity to what is good and true will increase over what is evil and false. But at no point do we say kind of we can draw a line over that and it's all done. You know, like that's just not how this works. So it's going to be obscure and murky. That's what this work is. But one of the things we can do, of course, is we can just come back to first principles, you know, and just assess things in the light of, you know, what we understand charity to be. And if we're doing that from a motive to see what it isn't, if you like, then the Lord is right in that process, you know. So anything that we, you know, we're not given to work on the whole thing. We just get what arises from the text. And so in logopraxis, the emphasis is always on just work with what's offered to you from the text, you know, because then, at least then, you are seeking to have the word or the Lord as the word direct and guide your life for, you know, for that 2 week cycle even, or for the few moments in that 2 week cycle when some sort of consciousness arises that, oh yeah, that's right, I've got this task and I need to be working with.